The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Well, once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And happy 4th of July to everybody. I'm looking out and I'm seeing a preponderance of reds, whites, and blues out there. And it must be the 4th of July. And I want to tell you a little thought this morning. The very best way to celebrate the 4th of July is to come to Mass. Better than hot dogs. Better than fireworks. You want to know why? Because the 4th of July is a celebration of freedom. And here at Mass, we build the relationship that makes that freedom possible. Now, freedom is a paradox. A seeming contradiction, which is no contradiction at all. Ask people what freedom means. 999 out of 1,000 people will respond in one of the following ways. They'll say something like, "Freedom means the ability to do whatever you want." Those people think freedom means. You want to know what? That is not real. You want to know why? Because wherever there is an objective truth involved, freedom always has to exist within the limits of that truth. Otherwise, one person's freedom is somebody else's slavery. One person's freedom is somebody else's tyranny. Always has to exist within the confines of what's real, of what's true, or as the old adage says, the right to swing your arm ends where my nose begins. So people will say things like, you know, why can't we just have tolerance? Why can't we just have tolerance? Listen, tolerance is great. I'm all for it. There's only one problem with tolerance. It doesn't go anything like near far enough to preserve freedom. So, for example, if you're a shop owner and I'm a shoplifter, you can't tolerate my shoplifting. Not when there's an objective truth involved. We both have to respect it. Otherwise, there is no freedom and there is no peace. What you're left with, if you don't respect the truth, you're left with nothing but a conflict of wills. Two sides, each vying for what they want, the powerful getting what they will, and the weak suffering what they must. And that, brothers and sisters, is not freedom. Back in 1993, Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical letter, Veritatis Splendor, the splendor of the truth. And he made this astonishing prediction. He said that if a society forgets God and forgets the truth, that society will devolve into tyranny, even if that society is a democracy. And I said, that'll never happen in America. No, that'll never happen in America. Oh, yeah? If two sides don't both respect something higher than themselves, then there's nothing but a conflict of wills, and that is not freedom. We both have to respect the truth. No matter who you are, no matter what you believe, we both have to respect the truth. Jesus Christ says, "I am the truth." Jesus Christ is who you receive at Mass. That's why the very best way to celebrate the 4th of July is to come to Mass. And this is not just true in societies. This is true in our individual lives as well. Ask people, what does freedom mean? They say, the ability to do whatever you want. Oh, yeah? Try telling that to a cocaine addict. Try telling that to somebody who's struggling with pornography, and they'd give anything to quit, but they can't. Listen, anybody can break God's moral law. Anybody. Anybody can be a liar. Anybody can be a thief. Anybody can be an adulterer. It's easy. But it takes freedom. It takes virtue to do the right thing. And that is why we bend the knee all the more before Christ our Lord, to preserve freedom in ourselves and in our society. Jesus says, the days are coming when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Of course, he's referring to himself as the bridegroom. What days was Jesus talking about that are coming when he will be taken away from us, his people? What days is Jesus talking about? Well, people think that that means today, because Jesus has ascended into heaven and he's not really with us anymore, right? Wrong, wrong, wrong. Jesus is just as much with us now as he ever was when he walked on earth, because we believe that he is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. Don't forget that. You look at the Blessed Sacrament. Some people look at the Blessed Sacrament the same way they look at a tombstone. They think it's a dead presence. It's a living presence, brothers and sisters. Now deepen your relationship with him as you step forward here to receive communion right here at Mass. Build up freedom in yourselves and through us in the rest of society. This nation was founded by men who were rebelling against foreign tyranny. You want to know something? You are today's rebels, because you are fighting against the tyranny of sin, selfishness, selfism, relativism, all these forces that tear down freedom, which is your birthright, the glorious freedom of the children of God. Jesus says, you hold fast to my teaching, and truly you will be my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. God bless you, and God bless America.